Welcome to episode 31 of Noob Show.
Yay!
31 fucking weeks of this. Yeah. Solo noob last week was episode 30. I had fun doing that.
Cool.
Did you?
Yeah.
I hadn't listened to it. There he is.
I listened to it.
Don't say nothing. Let it be a surprise that we're recording.
He's going to come in bitching. About his computer. Exactly.
I wonder if it'll say it to him when he gets
probably
on.
But yeah, no, it was fun. I talked about all my strip club stories. But while we're waiting on Terrence, let me go and just tell us the time where I had to take a picture of a guy in the bathroom.
No, I've only heard that story like 72 times.
That's for Dave, because Dave loves when I tell that story.
He commented on one of our things that he has so many strip club stories. And I wanted to respond, and maybe he'll hear it here, is you should do a podcast where you just talk about your strip club stories. Or maybe he can come on here and talk to you, Noob. Maybe he can be a guest.
Dave's always welcome. Terrence, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, Terrence, how are you?
I'm so happy you joined us with that attitude.
Well, you know, I do my best.
one of my other favorite things that Doug said is under the my cousin episode, and he was just Dave. Like, Dave, sorry, I got Doug on the brain. No, but sorry Dave, for that. He just commented, Amanda sounds hot. I was like, ah, oh, thanks, Dave, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's like I saw that comment. I was like, I don't know how to respond to that, so I didn't.
I think I responded, Doug, I'm much hotter. Or Dave.
Whoa. Fuck. Dave.
You were right. Dave.
Well, I was talking to Doug on our other page because we're talking about Fallout New Vegas that I'm playing for the first time.
Oh.
It's okay.
There's no run button.
There isn't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of walking too.
Mm-hmm.
And not a whole lot of in between. You get lucky with an encounter every now and again.
Sounds like a nightmare.
What do you have it on?
PC.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could mod the shit out of it, but then you're tarnishing the. Yeah, you should mod the shit out of it.
You guys are probably right. I'm doing a fucking. I'm gonna hit you with a stick build.
Dude, if you could just mod in a run button, that would be. That's the only thing that really holds me back from playing that game again. You move so fucking slow.
I thought it did have a run button.
No. They didn't introduce a run button until Fallout 5.
You have extremely slow walk, and then you have slightly faster walk, and then that's it.
Yeah. Or 4. What was the last Fallout that came out?
4.
4.
It was Fallout 4.
Yeah. Well, technically, it was Fallout 76.
Hey, I liked it until multiplayer was the only thing left to do. So I had fun for about 20 hours.
I really enjoyed the map. That's about it.
Yeah, map was cool.
Oh, you know what? There's probably a way to make it sprint. All you have to do is, at least on PC, you hit the tilt key, which is the one underneath the escape for.
For those listening. Thank you.
And then you can just change the parameters of your walk speed and your run speed.
Oh, that's cool.
You mean console commands like everyone else does?
Yeah.
I played that shit on PlayStation 3. There was no run button. And when your game broke, I mean, at least it wasn't on Xbox. I believe Terrence's experience with Fallout New Vegas on Xbox resulted in a losing an entire game, right?
Oh.
Wasn't that where you shot the
it was before they
the ghouls into space the ghouls and just corrupted quest. All your saves?
Yeah, corrupted every save I have.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well, that's Bethesda for you.
My horror story was that I was doing a quest where you had to find an old cowboy hat, and I forgot that I was doing the quest for the old cowboy hat, so I sold the old cowboy hat, and then every time I went back to Vegas, my whole game, I had to reboot my PlayStation, and I got on the forums and found out you just have to find another cowboy hat before you can go back into Vegas, and it took me about 2 weeks, real lifetime, to find a fucking cowboy hat randomly spawned in the world so that I could get back into Vegas without the game crash.
You would have been better off to just start a new game.
You had to find the dress code.
I had I was doing the where you find all the unique items, and I had most of them, and they were in my house in Vegas. I wasn't starting over. It was either I was going to find that old cowboy hat, or I was never playing this game again.
I found that old cowboy hat. But one more thing with Bethesda, I would like to congratulate Todd Howard on yet again releasing Skyrim for another year for the 10-year anniversary.
How does that work?
Just releasing it again. He's just releasing Skyrim.
No, this time you can fish. They introduced fishing.
You mean you couldn't fish in that game before? What did people do?
You got in the water and caught the fish.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's plus 500 Creation Club. So they're adding mods to their own game that they didn't make.
I haven't followed Creation Club much at all since it first came out, because I already had the game, so I dinked around on it. I never bought anything.
I usually wait for some to go free.
And normally it would be free after a few months or whatever. So this is, if what I heard was right, if you already have the special edition, this is a free upgrade.
Okay.
But if you don't have the special edition, you need to buy it for the new system. And it comes with all this stuff. So it's basically a nice way of saying this is the third time it's been released as like a game of the year, where it comes with all the shit.
I really hope they don't stop releasing Skyrim. I hope every console, they just re-release it.
It's been 10 years. They release it for something every year or two. Something new gets it.
Because it came out on Xbox, PlayStation 3,
Switch,
PC, Switch, Xbox One, PlayStation 4.
Now PlayStation 5, the newest Xbox, Alexa. You can play Skyrim on Alexa now.
No, I did forget. You could, if I'm not mistaken, no, that was Doom. Somebody got to run on a copier in an office building.
Now you can play Skyrim on a home pregnancy test.
It's just that Skyrim's on everything. Todd Howard, you son of a bitch. You did it again. Thank you.
Rich bitch who's trying to order milk with your refrigerator that's got the computer in it, but you end up just standing in front of your refrigerator playing Skyrim.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
There's a skit idea. But anyway,
it'll happen.
The main reason Mahogany's on here today is because on Noob Show, I think her first ever post on Noob Show was just Not your first?
No.
Well, your most important, which is White People Taco Night. You want to get into that, Mahogany?
Have you not heard the song?
No, I have not heard the song.
All right, well, I don't know. You're gonna have to hear the song, and then you'll know.
I'm just gonna. Do you guys? I'm gonna live react to it.
Who's looking it up?
Well, first. I think I can play it through. Will this get us in trouble for playing this?
I mean, give the YouTuber credit, I guess.
When you play it,
it's Lou Burger.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
Wait, the Mambo number 5 guy?
No, not Lou Bega.
Oh,
Lou Burger. Lou Burger. Oh, let me get this all.
And then make sure when you share it, share with
share
sound.
With sound, and everybody shut up so it doesn't glitch out the sound.
Okay, I'll mute.
Will this record through Zoom as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So let me just go ahead and do that. We're going to share screen. Share sound. All right, get ready. Here we go. White People Taco Night.
White People Taco Night. We're getting taco shells from the grocery store and ground beef from the grocery store and shredded cheese from the grocery store and Ortega sauce from the grocery store. And I can't wait to sit at my table and sprinkle everything on into my shells and eat each taco as fast as I can so I can have another taco.
Or 2 or 3 or 4.
It's a white people taco night. A white people taco night. It's not limited to only white people, but white people love it the most. And we like lettuce, and we like cheese, and we like tomatoes and sour cream, and we like to pretend we work at Taco Bell, but nobody wants to work at Taco Bell. We got our thanks to give to the grocery store, and Mom and Dad for going to the store, and to ourselves for helping unload the car, and to Taco themselves. We love you, tacos! White People Taco Night. A White People Taco Night. It's not limited to only white people, but white people love it the most. White people love it the most. And many white people think white people invented tacos.
I love it.
Yay.
So yeah.
Hey,
it came up because one night Toker was like, I'm gonna make tacos, and I got all excited. And I was thinking, what brand box do you buy? And he was like, oh no, I'm making like tacos. And I was like, oh, because I really wanted to have that. I really wanted to have that, just like childhood, go to the grocery store and get the shit and make the tacos and make it how you want them. Yeah.
And I think he's right with the difference between tacos and white people tacos.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some white people tacos, and I love
me too.
Real Mexican tacos.
Me too, but when you're in the mood for white people tacos, you're in the mood for white people tacos.
You're in the mood for Mexican tacos. You're in the mood for sour cream and beef.
Yes, yeah. Like that's how I like. That's what I was like. What's your build? My build is hard taco, medium meat. Look, this is my bill. Okay. This is like preferably if you have, you can buy the Taco Bell Doritos Locos taco kit. Right. So you get the ranch taco. But either way, it's got to be a hard taco, medium meat, either a little bit of cheese or a ridiculous amount of cheese. And then the top of the taco is a ridiculous amount of sour cream, like the amount of sour cream that you should feel ashamed for eating. And I do, but I do it anyway. Whole top, like say the top third of the taco is just all the way full with sour cream. There's not a single space that is not full. That's my preference. Well, no lettuce, no tomatoes, no, none of that other blasphemy. No.
No black beans.
No.
No guacamole.
That's not white people tacos.
Tenets. No. Yeah. This is sour cream cheese beef in my face with a little bit of crunch and a whole lot of mess.
I don't know. I'm like a fully loaded taco kind of guy.
It's not worth it. Refried beans and rice are good.
I don't like refried beans. I like black beans.
I prefer a refried bean to a black bean. Because flavor.
I prefer the black bean if it's seasoned properly. Yeah. Don't just throw plain-ass canned black beans on the taco.
No. I have a hack for that. I use it as a meat extender when I'm making the taco meat. It
just tastes like... I basically make a black bean salsa. So it's like salt and pepper and lime juice and cilantro and maybe some onion and tomato. That makes me happy.
I forgot about the ridiculous amount of sauces that go on there too. Mm. You can have like a paste picante sauce, and then you also need some sort of hot sauce because hot sauce is life.
I thought that goes without saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't mention it.
My build is very similar to hers. Where me and her differ is I put the sour cream on first because I feel like the bottom part of the taco is the longest section of the taco. So you're more guaranteed to get sour cream all throughout the experience. I don't care that it's going to get a little soggy because truth is I'm going to eat them so fast that they don't have time to get soggy. So I do a thick layer of sour cream and then meat. And then if the cheese fits, and it will, but if the cheese fits, that's where I'm at with my taco builds.
And it's got to be that shredded, air quotes, Mexican blend. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
Terrence?
Okay, so taco meat, black beans. Usually I mix, if I'm not mixing the beans with the meat, I usually just drain the beans and then put a can of chipotle sauce in there because, you know.
Hard or soft, Terrence? You're missing the first step.
Soft, I guess, but honestly, most times I will buy tortilla chips and just make this a fucking salad.
There you go.
It's a premium salad.
See, that's just a chips different thing.
Well,
that's
no, it's the same thing.
No, taco salad is taco salad. I'm talking about when you're eating tacos. No,
white people tacos can be converted into a taco salad.
Yeah, there's literally no difference. Everything's the same.
Like, not lettuce, in my house.
Lettuce, not here, motherfucker.
Lettuce, cheese, diced tomato, salsa as well. Two kinds of tomato. Sliced jalapenos, love those. Those little black olives, those are nice. Guacamole, that's good. Sour cream.
See, you're talking about nacho toppings now.
Yeah, I like my tacos to taste like a fucking thing of nacho. So, you know, most times I just make a thing of nacho.
Yeah, see? So he doesn't he does white people nacho night.
I accept your white people taco, Terrence. It's fine.
He's missing out. So if you just do white people tacos, right, and you eat them over a plate, and hurriedly, when you're done, you will have a taco salad underneath you. And that's, you know, that's how you should look at it, maybe.
That's why, that's when you have those chips, those really cheap tortilla chips, because they're super salty. And you use those to scoop up the leftovers.
I used to buy the Walmart spicy guacamole flavored tortilla chips.
I didn't even know those existed.
I didn't know they existed either, but
super
I'm feeling it.
I like the hint of lime tostinos, not tostinos.
You're goddamn right.
Hint of lime pizza rolls, my
favorite. I'd eat them.
It's just citric acid, but it's so good.
What's the chip? It's like Tostitos, but it's toast. It's
Tostinos.
Is it still Tostinos?
Tostinos.
No, Totinos. It's
Tostinos.
Tostinos.
Tostinos. It starts with a T.
See, I think the pizza is Totinos, and the thing is Tostinos.
No, the pizza.
Tony's?
That's confusing.
Maybe it's because the
pizza is Totinos.
Totinos?
See?
But we just say it wrong.
Totinos?
Chi-Chi's.
Totinos.
Anyway, they're called Hint of Lime. They're delicious.
Totinos.
Totinos.
I like y'all's tacos, but y'all are missing some key ingredients. First off, you need a flour tortilla the size of your head.
Oh, that's a burrito wrapper.
Yeah. Tostitos.
There we go.
Sorry to interrupt.
Thank you.
And look it up.
Tostitos. Anyway, the biggest flour tortilla you can find, and you sprinkle cheese and you put it in the on it all the way all around it, and you put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. Then you lay down your sour cream on the whole thing. Then you hit it with the meat, some more cheese, pickled jalapenos, Frank's Red Hot. And then what you really need to top it with is just some French fries out of the air fryer, and then roll it up and eat it. Because potatoes are awesome on a taco.
I don't disagree, but I feel like that makes a better burrito.
He's serving it's in still a burrito wrapper. I mean,
it's just a big, taco. It's just in a bigger wrap. It may be in a beer, but there's no beans. Yeah. There's no rice. That's what makes a burrito.
No.
That's literally what makes a burrito. No.
See, look, like, we're having this conversation and we're all wrong. All of us are wrong, but I am a writer wrong than you are.
First off, what you're doing, Mahogany, is it's white people taco night. So it's already cultural appropriation. I really wish you would respect my heritage.
Look, it's not limited to, it says it in the song, it's not limited to white people, okay?
But we love it the most.
Yeah, but I have the most rules about it.
Obviously,
freeform. Yeah, you guys dancing. But anyway,
what was your taco story, Toker? You had a taco story you were telling.
Oh no, it wasn't a taco. Well, it wasn't a taco story. It was a how you build something story, right? And this is the guy that I work with now, the owner of the place I work for 16 years is when it comes to food, sometimes, you know, it's just like, take it down a notch. But the guy that was the kitchen manager before me was working with him, and they just happened to be talking about what they'd had for dinner the night before. And the guy, Shiny, said, well, you know, I went to the fucking salad bar, you know, and I got a fucking salad. And the owner was like, oh no, man, when you get a salad, you have to start the day before and dry age your cucumbers. And he started going into all these like over the top steps. And my buddy Shotty the whole time was just like, dude, I just wanted ranch with like crunchy bits in it. Like, I'm not trying to start a whole, you know, 3-day process for a salad. I'm just going to go to the salad bar. Most of that salad is going to be ranch and bacon and croutons and maybe some cottage cheese on the side. Cause sometimes I like cottage cheese on the sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was the story. It was just like, there's white people tacos, which we all love. There's tacos that I used to make. I did duck confit tacos and fucking fried flounder with honey wasabi vinegar and fresh. I mean, those are tacos too. But sometimes I just want a fucking crunchy sour cream mess in my face. Yeah. I don't want to spend 4 days preparing a taco. I just
weird fetish, but okay.
Crunchy sour cream. It's not that weird. Might be the title.
Oh.
We'll see how it goes on.
We'll see what else happens.
You still got street tacos though, which is the kind you get out of a truck.
Yeah.
And I think those may be the best, where it's just meat, onion, lime, and corn tortillas.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do all of that except for the corn tortilla. I just do not like corn tortillas. And that's just me.
I don't like them.
Flour tortilla person. I don't care where they come from. I don't care how, you know, authentic. Whatever, if it's a corn tortilla, I'm gonna like it less than if it were on a flour tortilla. I just don't like the flavor of corn tortillas.
It's like that El Molino, that relatively new grocery store in West Ashley that has the fucking taco shop on the inside of it. It's fucking delicious, but their tacos are all those soft corn tortillas. I don't. They're okay.
I love them. I love corn tortillas.
Mm-mm.
They're chewier. You're supposed to use two underneath and just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they do it proper, right. But the problem is that, like, if you don't eat it immediately,
excuse me,
it sucks.
I disagree. I like them.
It will be eat one a half an hour after it's been made. It's
I have.
I don't like it.
It's delicious.
Sounds like slop at that point.
That just means that your taste buds are questionable, and that's okay.
Jesus still loves you. We don't, but.
Have you had their quesabira?
Oh, yeah.
Shop?
Cabeza?
It's birria, but...
Birria, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't have the tongue roll.
Is it made with beer?
No, it's B-I-R or two R's, I-A. It's
two R's, yeah.
Yeah.
What is this? I am
lost
here.
It's like a... I want to say goat is the meat that they use?
It's lamb.
Lamb? Okay.
Aren't we barbacoa?
No, B-I-R-I-A.
It's a giant quesadilla filled with lamb and cheese, and you dip it in consomme. It's fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm. Deal. I'll take it.
Yeah. It's so good. It's the best thing I've ever had in my life. Do not go to that stupid place that I hope doesn't exist anymore beside the poorhouse, because theirs tastes like cultural appropriation. They're horrible, and they're like $18 for a bite.
Okay.
Is it wrong? When I go to like an Asian place, I want an Asian dude cooking my food.
No, I don't think so.
Like, if I go to a soul food place, I want a black woman cooking my food because she cooks it right. She knows. Every time I go to a soul food place, I don't want to see fucking Gertrude back there.
I don't want American style soul food. Like, I don't want somebody's like, you know, Americanized anything. Or like, you know, they're like, oh, well, that has too much sodium in it. Like, fuck you. Nobody asked you. We are eating.
I came for the sodium.
Good, not to feel good. Okay.
Have y'all ever eaten at Nigel's Good Food?
Yep.
Fucking love that place.
Love my Nigel's.
My dad.
I haven't been in a long time.
I need to go back. They got a meat and three. Their wing sauce is awesome.
The Geechee wings? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
10 out of 10. Best place I've been.
I'm gonna go, but that's like, I feel like that's the conversation that you and I tend to have whenever we make baked potatoes, and you're like, I did, you know, I put a little bit of this on it and I did it this way, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I want to drown it in butter and salt and pepper and sour cream, and I don't care how bad for me it is. Mm-hmm. This is for me to basically make my own mashed potatoes.
That's not our disagreement, though. You don't like it when I throw all-purpose Greek seasoning on the baked
potato. Well, it's not salt or pepper. It's not. Is it salt? Is it pepper?
It is also salt and pepper.
Yeah,
it
no, it's pepper on plus. Your like, you're yeah. doing too much. You're going, you're doing too much. You're going too
He's far. Not doing enough.
No, like, he's doing too much.
Put a little green onion
my,
on there,
I want my potato, like, baked with fucking salt inside of it, like, salt on the outside, and then... You know, like maybe a little olive oil and salt on the outside, so it's got a nice salty crust, and then butter all the way through. Not just a little bit of butter. You need to have it so that it's like wet with butter, and then salt and pepper. That baked
potato is juicy,
glossy.
Like then all salt right. and pepper, then sour cream, then salt, because you don't not put salt on top of the sour cream. That's just how it goes. And then you can also do cheese and bacon if you so choose, and chives if you so choose. But if it doesn't start that way, then you.
I think we need to start a once a month where we, some of us need to go to a restaurant, sit down and eat it, and then talk about it afterwards. Once a month.
Let's do Nigel's. I need an excuse to go back.
We'll start with Nigel's. Look, we'll do it like once a month. This ain't going to be a regular ass show. We'll just do it. Mm. And we got to bring Mahogany because she hates food.
I love food.
She doesn't hate food. She's just particular about a few things.
I'm very particular about certain things. You don't
I put
sliced tomatoes on stuff without salting the tomato.
I put a little brown sugar on a steak and she hated it.
If I want steak, I want savory steak. I don't want sweet steak.
There's waves of life here. You can eat steak lots of different ways. I like a little brown sugar on there.
It gives it
a better crust.
But that's the same. The salted caramel, like, I don't mind salted caramel, one, if I know that it's going to be salted, and two, that's what I'm saying, is like, you know, I need to have my palate prepared. If you tell me you're making steak and you don't tell me you're making sweet steak, I can't temper my expectations to what you're making. I'm expecting a delicious savory masterpiece, and then I get sweet and it's like, no, it's just like, it was just, I was surprised.
I just, from now on, if I know that I want to eat more than one steak, I'm just going to put brown sugar on it so you don't finish yours and I eat the rest of it.
That's a good way to go. It's a vindictive steak. That's
recipe.
Fine. Like I won't make those delicious pork chops the way that I make them then. If you don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'll throw in some random shit and you'll be like, oh, this is not what I was expecting.
I'll probably love it though.
Yeah, well, I also don't like my food to touch. So, like, I'm definitely particular. I'm weird about shit.
That is weird.
I'd rather it not touch. I want to eat. I want to have the flavor. Like, I have food sensitivities and things like this. Like, so let's say, like, I have to take these pills before I can eat anything that has the sour cream on it. But the sour cream touched the thing that's not supposed to have sour cream on it. Now I got to take the pills before I eat that thing, too? Come on, son. Or, you know, like, whatever. Like, I'm allergic to shit. So it's safer for me to have my food separate just in case there's something in something that I can't eat. It hasn't infected the other thing. That's where it stems from. And then, secondly, also, I don't want something that's supposed to be crispy to be soggy. I don't want something that's supposed to be, well, you know,
everybody,
like,
everybody can agree with that.
Yeah, like, that's why I prefer for my food to not touch, because then you, like, you know, what if I don't like the thing that it's touching and now it's infected the thing?
It's the T virus.
Yeah. Look, I, especially since I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, my palate, I can taste it. It's still like, yeah, I scrape it off, but I can still taste it.
What about foods there that are meant to touch?
If it's meant to touch, that's different. Like spaghetti. I eat spaghetti.
What about like beans and rice?
Yeah, like that's great. That's fine. Even though I generally prefer for the like it depends. Like if it's refried beans and rice, like at a Mexican restaurant, I don't want them to be just like, don't just mix it together for me. Like put my refried beans in my rice and I'll mix it as I like it. Maybe I like the beans more.
Oh, Jesse gets fucking crazy if you put the sauce on the spaghetti.
Oh no! Yeah. Well, he can't eat my spaghetti then, because the noodles don't taste as good if they're not cooked in the sauce.
That's just facts.
That's just facts.
That's why day-old spaghetti tastes better, because it's been in the sauce. Like, duh. Mm-hmm. What you think? Why not cook it in there a little bit?
Your fiance is fucking stupid.
Ouch. He's not stupid. He's just wrong.
He needs to eat spaghetti with the sauce mixed in.
He's not stupid. He's Midwestern. No. And they don't know how to eat anything.
They don't like flavor.
They don't like flavors. They don't like seasonings.
That's what I mean.
Anything that isn't a casserole.
He put ketchup on his macaroni and cheese.
Not anymore, but yes, I think he used to. He puts ketchup on everything else.
Some people had to do that because they were eating stuff that was flavorless, and that was the only flavor that they got was ketchup. And I grew up around
people that flavored their food. That's probably my bias, but I remember going. We drove up north. My mom was dating a guy whose family lived in Pennsylvania, and up there they passed out macaroni and cheese, and I was like, "Fuck yeah, macaroni and cheese!" And then they passed around a bottle of ketchup, and all these kids were just like covering the macaroni and cheese with ketchup, and I was just like, "Ooh!" And they're like, "It's so good!" And I'm like, "You're eating ketchup noodles now." Like,
yeah. It's like my cousin in DC. She put ketchup on her scrambled eggs at breakfast time. Oh, and I was like, that. "Well, look, all right. So I will Cholula or some sort of tomato-based hot sauce."
No, tomatoes don't belong in hot sauce.
He said that before.
Look, Meow. You put ketchup on there, but you won't put tomato-based hot sauce on there. I see how it is.
It doesn't taste good in hot sauce.
It does.
Hot sauce makes it better. No.
You eat Frank's Red Hot?
That doesn't have tomatoes in it.
What makes it red?
The cayenne peppers.
Not just that. It's not just cayenne pepper, else it would be so hot.
Frank's Red Hot is peppers, vinegar, and garlic powder. Let me look. Hold on.
Y'all keep arguing. I'll look that up.
Anyway, like when I say tomato based, I just basically mean like a red hot sauce, like Texas Pete, like Cholula, like Frank's Red Hot.
In Texas Hot.
Well, it's red. It doesn't matter. Like the red hot sauce, the hot sauces that are red, as opposed to the hot sauce that is just vinegar. I don't know.
Noob is right.
Okay, that's fine. Either all I said is like this, just the red ones.
There's no tomato in Frank's Red Hot.
Well, good for Frank's Red Hot. It's still red, and it's like it still tastes better than like the hot sauce that's not red.
You mean like the vinegar sauce at like Duke's?
Yeah, like that pepper sauce. It's like the Texas Pete makes like a pepper sauce. It's just vinegar and like banana pepper or like peppers.
Oh, okay.
I love that stuff.
I mean, it's fine, but it's not red hot sauce.
I like it on French fries.
It's different. It's not thick. You know, like it doesn't stick to stuff. Yeah. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
Because I like the malt vinegar.
It doesn't give what it's supposed to give. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So anyway, but yeah, so I just think that like she put ketchup, and she also would put Heinz 57 on her scrambled eggs. And
no,
and that's when I realized that we got a lot not in common.
Heinz 57, butter, a little extra salt and pepper. You saute some shrimp in that? That shit's pretty good.
And it tastes like grilled shrimp.
Yeah, it tastes like cheap grilled shrimp, but you know, it's like white people shrimp.
Heinz 57, like I don't have a problem with Heinz 57. It's just not. Like if I'm gonna use like steak sauce, I want A1. I want something that's
more savory.
Like I want those savory flavors.
A1's just like real tangy. Like it's just a lot of vinegar in that shit.
I love vinegar.
If I'm putting A1 on your steak, then it's horrible.
I also grew up eating my steak well done.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean? Like it needed moisture.
That's the only way my mom ever cooked any meat. So you had to put some fucking sauce on it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna divert into some steaks real quick because I work at a steakhouse. Yep. I've cooked thousands of steaks at this point, like enough steaks to fill up my room right now. When we do steaks and you order anything besides rare, medium well, and blue, those are the only things you should be ordering. Don't ever say, I want a medium rare plus or a medium plus. Those aren't things, and I hate you.
I mean, you didn't say medium.
Sorry, medium as well. Medium, sorry.
Okay.
The normal temperatures. Don't add pluses to it.
Yeah, no, that's
what does that even mean?
Yeah.
They
don't know what they're talking about is what it means.
When someone says, I want a medium rare plus, I just cook them a medium.
Yeah.
But what are they asking for? They're asking for a medium? They're just saying it's stupid?
They want medium rare, but, you know, not super medium rare, but not totally.
They want
medium.
It somewhere between medium rare and medium is what they want.
Those people.
But like that wasn't an option. Like that's like you're taking a multiple choice test, and the options are A, B, C, and D, and you draw your own E and fill that in.
If you order Pittsburgh steak, first off, I don't like it because it's burnt. But when you order like I want a Pittsburgh steak medium, you're asking for charcoal.
I don't know what that is.
Pittsburgh means it's blackened on the outside, but rare on the inside.
I can get behind that.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
But when you're like, I want a Pittsburgh medium, which isn't a thing. You're just asking for super. Because when I'm on the grill, I'm putting that shit on the grill, and I'm not taking it off until it's medium. So I hope you like your charcoal ball. They usually do.
I like a medium steak. I don't want it to be too rare.
That's fair.
I don't want it to. But like, if I'm out and I'm getting a medium rare steak, and I know I'm not like, if I'm out and I'm getting a steak that I know is bigger than what I can eat at the moment, I'll order it medium rare because I'm going to eat some there and I'm probably going to eat around the edges. And then I'm going to take the rest home and I'm going to cook it till it's medium while I'm reheating it.
That's a pro move. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, like that's what I do. But when I'm at home, like I prefer for my steak to be medium because I don't want to think about the actual animal. Yeah. Well, and like, and when you get too rare. Yeah, I know you hunt.
I'm with you.
That's fine.
I prefer a bone in so that there's a dessert after I finish that that ribeye. I've got that bone to just sit there and.
Oh, I thought you were gonna make gelatin out of it.
No. Yeah, I remember the day my mom was like, "You're gonna learn how to break down a chicken." And every time, like, it was just like those cartoon images of a person turning into the turkey, the dressed turkey. And I'm thinking of like, you know, I'm like, she's like, you take the leg and you lift it up like this, and you separate, you cut it right here, and all I can see is like me laying there and somebody taking my leg, and that's where you cut it. Like, nah.
As long as I do it right, I'm fine.
If I spray the Kramer as the turkey, like,
yeah, exactly. Like, I get like, I go back and forth between like eating meat and like not eating, not fucking with meat for a while because I just sometimes I think too much about it. Can't fucks with it then. I definitely am a grocery store carnivore,
which is fine. that's respectable. I get it. Honestly, I wouldn't mind switching to a vegetarian diet. Vegan, I can live without.
But yeah, like vegans can suck an egg.
That's how you get your egg swept.
Well, they won't because I know. Vegan.
That's my favorite thing to say about vegans. Go suck an egg.
Suck an
egg. I know you won't do it, but it's an old-timey insult. I like to use it.
Oh, go spit.
I'm looking at Noob's Notes, and it's been 2 weeks since I did. Since we did a main episode, and I'm just looking at some of my Noob's Notes and I'm a little bit lost, like handicap monkey and butt mouse pads. I remember what the butt mouse pads are, and it's the, you know, it's those anime mouse pads where like the wrist rest is a butt and they just make me laugh. I don't remember handicap monkey though.
No say.
Did you watch?
I remember Monkey one Shines thing I put in there.
Christopher Reeves?
No, but it did lead me down a hole where I figured out I love watching orangutans. There's even an r/orangutan subreddit that I was on, and I learned about Ken Allen, who was an orangutan at the San Diego Zoo. He escaped his enclosure 3 times, and the reason he did it because he wanted to walk peacefully, stroll around the zoo, looking at the other animals.
I couldn't listen to your story because you kept saying orangutan.
That's the way you say it.
It's not orangutan?
No. No,
it's orangutan.
Orangutan is what you say when you just hear the word and repeat it.
Mm-hmm. I had to break myself of it too.
Yeah.
Like if you say orangutan, I know what you're talking about. I just think less of you.
I can't drop that bar much lower than it is already. So
it's just like, I remember the first time I read the word hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre?
Hors d'oeuvre. Hors
d'oeuvre. One of them hors up in here.
And I was like, this is why reading is important, but this is also why it's important to read aloud sometimes, or like, you know, have conversations about what you read, because
this is why French is stupid.
Okay. French has a lot of silence in it.
It really does.
Which is like, you know, I feel like it would make it a more difficult language to learn, but then also English has a lot of things that
live, love.
That sound the same but mean, or spelled the same but don't sound the same. Yeah. It just depends.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo. That's a
proper sentence. That's a sentence. That is. What? That is. It's a sentence that actually means something.
What does it mean?
Buffalo.
Go ahead.
It's an adjective, a verb, a place, a pronoun, and I think a subject too. I think it's all the stuff you need. It's like fuck. If I fuck, fuck, fucking, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, like, explain it though. Like, there's a, I know, like, whatever. Oh, like, you can go to the, I have to go to the web. Like, I have to like look it up online Buffalo's to explain it.
Buffalo is a thing you do in the bed with a woman.
Yeah, that's not.
Buffalo is. You never buffaloed?
That's totally. I love it. It feels like a bag of sand.
Yeah, it includes a bag of sand.
Okay.
If it's a bag of water, then it's a rusty venture.
I know you're the reverse. All right,
so the sentence is buffalo, 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 buffalo. It's grammatically correct. Let's see, where does it go? Sentence is saying buffalo, buffalo. So they're talking about buffalo from Buffalo. Where's the next part?
Our language is
whatever the word, like whatever buffaloing means, they buffalo.
It means
and then bully. Something else. Okay, yeah. So it's like buffalo from Buffalo, bully, buffalo from Buffalo.
And then there's buffaloed another, all over himself.
There's something else, but yeah. It's ridiculous. But that's English. That's our lovely English. Mm. Buffalo, 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 buffalo. Like one, two, three of the buffaloes are capital. One, two, three, four, five, six of them are not. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Five of them are not.
To talk about tacos in that stupid sentence. Yes. I hate that sentence. I hate that I know it exists now.
I feel deeply dumb now. Think about it.
I remember bringing up someone on YouTube, they made a bow that you strap to yourself and then it locks onto a target and it shoots itself. All you are is a stand for it.
Yeah, that's dumb.
WHAT what?
It even hits moving. So essentially this person can strap a bow to you. You pull it back and then it automatically locks onto a target and fires itself. That's scary for the future.
So you don't need to be there. I was in middle school and the teacher asked everybody like coming up for Christmas if we could invent one thing that we could get for free, you know, anything that we could invent would happen. What would it be? And I remember one kid said he wanted a self-hunting tree stand so he could sleep while his gun hunted deer for him. Went to a really backwoods school for a moment.
Okay.
He wanted and I just it. Remember, even at that age, it's like early middle school. I remember that age, the teacher being like, "Then why do you need to be there?" And I was just like, "Oh, yeah, good point. That's a stupid idea." He said, "You just go to the grocery store and buy meat. You don't have to have the gun shoot." Like, I'm sure the teacher wasn't supposed to berate this child for their stupid idea, but they really just went in on how dumb it was.
Sometimes they need that. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
Children need to be told how stupid they are on occasion. It's mm-hmm. It's fine.
I just have to be say this and then I'm done with it.
Please don't bring like a
buffalo. I'm doing it. Buffalo from Buffalo, that other buffalo from Buffalo, bamboozle. Bamboozle still other buffalo from Buffalo. That's basically the sentence if it were translated into words like that people understand.
There are people on the street who are crazy because they've heard that sentence and tried to figure out what it meant. And now they just live in front of a deserted Kmart, hoping that people give them change for their rantings. That Buffalo sentence did that.
Soldier.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Brought from America.
What?
Fighting for
yeah, you're wrong, but that's okay.
You're way off.
Noob singing that song sounds like cultural appropriation, much like those white people tacos.
It sounds like shitty karaoke.
White people taco night.
Go ahead. No, you finish.
I was going to say, I remember one thing that I wrote in Noob's notes was about how nobody knows where eels come from.
Mm.
But then I realized that they do now. So it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, that was a thing, though. My cousin sent me that, and it's like, they don't know how eels are made. And I'm like, I don't, never thought about it, I guess. But the, what was weird, they just don't have reproductive organs. Is that right? Or
they
something?
Don't until the very late stages of their life. Then they do. That's when they go back to the Bermuda Triangle and mate.
That would probably fix a lot of things with our population problem.
People just didn't have reproductive organs.
Several things. 40. Yeah, until they were able.
Yeah. You're not allowed to fuck until you're ready.
But also, if you had to go to the place where you were born to reproduce, yeah.
Boy, they're going to really not like if you never, the health department.
But you also have to leave the place where you were born. You have to leave there and you have to go back and you have to survive the trip. And it's not an easy one. That would definitely.
We didn't ask for your life story, Mahogany.
I'm just saying, like that would limit the population.
I'm picturing our Running Man type scenario.
Well, like salmon that have to swim upstream back to the back to the both place ways. Where they came from. No, they swam upstream
both ways
in the snow.
Yep.
Barefoot, right?
Reproducing is the reason I left my hometown because I was related to everyone there. So definitely don't want to go back there to finish the deal.
I've only been back to Brooklyn once.
To complete the circle of incest.
I was born in Brooklyn, but I lived in the Bronx. Like we moved like from Brooklyn. City? Yeah. When I was like a month old, we moved to the Bronx. And I only went back to Brooklyn once, and that's when I got my locks done up into a mohawk, and that was fun.
Good I times. Heard New York City kind of sucks because everybody's mean.
It's not that everybody's mean. It's just that, like, why, like, people don't go around, like, smiling at everybody because you don't know them, and they don't know you. Like, why are you smiling at me? What do you want from me?
That sounds
what do
mean.
I want from you? It's not mean. It's just not overly nice. Like, you know, they're like, if it's a
fake nice.
Yeah.
Somebody's nice to you in New York, you deserve it.
Yeah. If they're nice to you, either you deserve it or they're trying to get something from you. Like, that's just any big city you go to, you don't just go around and be like, you know, hey, this is my life story and this is where I'm staying tonight. Make sure you rob me later. Like, you don't do that. You act like you're from there. You don't act like you're surprised or else you look like a mark.
Mm-hmm. So just don't go to New York. For.
I went.
No,
once.
Go. I went have, once. Go and have fun.
I found everybody very pleasant, frankly.
Yeah, they're fine.
That's
they're
not
just
hard for you.
They're just not. They're just not like fake nice and overly like inviting.
Oh, similar. Welcome to this Cracker Barrel. We're so happy you came. Yeah. That's never going to happen in New York.
It's like similar to going to like Japan or something like that. Like, you know, Japanese people, they kind of keep to themselves, but. You know, if you're in a hospitality situation, like a food and beverage situation, then obviously that's the job. That's what they do. But like just somebody walking down the street, if you walk up to them and ask them for directions, they'll give you directions, but they're not going to be like, oh, hey, nice to see you. There's thousands of people walking by. You got shit to do. You got places to be.
Mahogany, stop.
What?
People who are getting paid to flirt with Noob are the only flirting he gets. And now you have ruined that.
Yeah.
Oh shush!
You tell me they don't like
so
you.
Nice to be at Hooters.
They don't. No, they like your money, honey. That's about it.
That's fine as long as they pretend to like me. I got money.
Yeah, as long as you got money, they'll pretend to like you, so you're good to go.
You should be a movie producer.
Them, yeah, as long as you don't wait for them in the parking lot after work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't like that. Don't
and you will get that. Maced. Air mace.
I actually spray myself a little bit of mace every day to build up an immunity.
That's a good
so when
idea.
I finally do get mace, it looks more terrifying.
Yeah. And that's why they make pocket tasers.
That too. I've been practicing.
I was going to say, you would be into that sort of thing.
No, actually, I fucking hate electricity. If I get a shocking pin from somebody, I'm punching you. That shit pisses me off because when I was a little kid, this is some trauma right here. Two doors down, there's a fence with like a little, it looks like a bungee cord, and they had horses. Well, what you don't know is that that little piece is electrified.
Yep.
But it's not a constant current.
Mm.
Pulses. So I was able to touch it a few times. Well, the next time I touched it, it felt like somebody drop kicked me in my lower back.
Yep.
I looked around like, who did that to me? What did I do to deserve this? But there was nobody except for the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, I like a little shock. I was that kid that, like, I licked the battery, the 9-volt battery.
That's fine.
I do that. And, like, I remember, I think it was at John's Island Moose. And something wasn't grounded properly. So that if you touch this area of the, it's like the little heat well thing mm-hmm. that we kept all of our sauces and stuff in, if you touch this one side of it, you'd get a little shock. And people were like, oh, stay away from that, you'll get shocked. And I was like, ooh. And I would just I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. It makes me giggle. I think it's fun.
I think
just a little shock, though. I'm not gonna lick a socket or anything.
Well, not without enough money.
No,
the
never.
The other time I got shocked was we were doing something in the pool in the backyard and the filter was unplugged. My mom tells me to plug it in. So I walk over there soaking wet to the plug and then plug it in. And it's just my whole body. It hurt. It just feels, it feels like you're vibrating.
Yeah.
My cousins used to throw me on the pig wire when I was a kid. I didn't like that much at all.
Oh no. No.
Throw me on the pig wire.
I've never touched an electric fence before.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, it's not fun.
But I feel like that's a voltage that's supposed to be deterring. I don't want something that's that strong.
Oh, I was deterred.
Yeah.
Because they rubbed your face in it. Get it, deterred?
What? I've been in contact with one of them horse fences before. I was building barns in Florence or somewhere for a summer.
Everybody loves Florence.
They said they had turned off they had turned off the fence. So I'm moving lumber, and a piece of the fence got me right on the old butt. And I thought the horse had kicked me, not like hard kicked me, but I felt like that horse had just reached out and tapped me because he was right behind me. And come to find out, no, they just had forgotten to turn the electric fence off. So oops. It was just, mild electrocution.
Oh, no.
Oh, have y'all seen the video of there's a guy walking between, it's like a wall and a fence. The fence is electrified and he has like something metal in his hand. And as he's scooting by the fence, the metal touches the fence and it shocks him and knocks him back and then knocks him forward back into the electric.
Oh, no.
It's just ping ponging him back and I go, I gotta find it on YouTube real quick.
I thought they took our watch people die off of Reddit. No,
it didn't die, but it was still funny.
Oh no. It makes me think of the time when my friend's boyfriend was super loud all the time. Like he lived, this was like, you know, like right after high school. Some people are in college, some people are not, but they all got a house together. Bunch of friends, and they would party there all the time, and one of the dudes would just get obnoxiously loud as the night went on, so his girlfriend bought him one of those bark collars that shocks you that the dogs would have. And I remember the night he put it on and tried it out for the first time, I took a picture of his reaction. I snapped it just in time. It was perfect just to see his face. Like you could see his eyes, like they looked like it looked like there was electricity going through him. It was pretty crazy.
All right, here we go.
That sounded fun.
That's
one more time. He lives. They don't show the whole baby. He walks away. He just keeps ping pong in the back and forth.
It's just like, and he's almost like dancing. It's very fluid motion.
Oh, why? I don't need that picked up. Oh, Lord. I think we're good then, yeah? Or do we still need time? What time did we get in here, Terrence?
I don't fucking know. I wasn't here when you started.
It's been almost an hour.
Yeah. I'm calling it. It's my show. It's however long I fucking feel like it is.
Yeah. You've grown.
Close us out, Terrence.
Hey, thanks for watching Noob Show, or listening to it, as it were. I'm probably the best guest he has on here. So just stay tuned for my episodes only. And if you have to keep a lookout for that, make sure you check out the description. And for all our other fine programming that I'm also sometimes involved with. And y'all have a good night.
From non-bipolar Terry.
Bye, y'all.